This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Remember when I did a declaration of my love for Tannion? That was good, wasn't it? Also, a man literally calls me about a dog. Why can't they Yas Queen properly on Love Island? And what if we told someone who was a massive Love Island fan but hadn't seen the final yet? Loads of fake spoilers. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Right, I know that everybody, everywhere, at your college or uni or workplace is talking about the big final last night. It's been on Radio 1, like, non-stop all day. If you are one of the few people that didn't manage to see Love Island last night, I'm not going to spoil it for you, don't worry. Although I am going to spoil it for one listener at about 10 past three. But you don't need to worry about that. Don't start having a go at me. Everything will become clear. So various spottings of ex-Love Islanders coming in already. Niall spotted at Coventry train station yesterday. People getting very excited about it. They're getting, like, mobbed a lot when they come back to the airport because people are finding out what flights they're on. Frankie was spotted in his gym in Covent Garden in London yesterday. I was just reminded of this. You know, for me, the best bits are the declarations because they're so cringe. Do you remember when Chris made me call a sunbed shop after the Love Island final last year to tell them exactly how much I love a tan and to declare it?
Sunbed City.
Hello. Do you do spray tans?
Yes.
How much are they, please?
They're £20 for a full body.
Full body. Okay, cool. I'm going to book one if that's all right, because I'm in your area tomorrow. I absolutely love spray tans.
Right.
Can I tell you how much?
How much?
I've just got a little declaration about my love of spray tans. Can I read it to you?
If you must, yeah.
You and I have known each other years, and you've really got under my skin. It felt a bit uncomfortable at the start, but now I can't imagine my life without you.
And that's how you feel about a spray tan?
Isn't it mad how far we've come? You started off as just a holiday thing, but now it's all year round. Oh, the next bit was the best bit.
No, not feeling the love there at all.
Okay, I'll call back. Hang on.
Sunbed City.
I like it when you spray my body, but I love it when you spray my face. Oh, she's gone again.
You're in such a mare with your declaration here. The problem is when they don't want to hear the declaration.
And how careful you are not to get it in my hair. I've had it all written out.
I don't think we can go much further with this.
She wasn't keen. Scott Mills. Do you know, I was actually quite worried earlier. We had BBC News on in the Radio 1 office, and there was a guy called Mark talking about the weather. Quite worried, because halfway through his interview, he just kind of, like, seemed to crumple and go to the floor to have a lay down. But was very polite about it. He went, excuse me, before. And loads of people who were also watching at the time were on to the Met Office going, is Mark okay? Here's the moment it happened on live television.
So what can we say then about weather in the UK? Have we got firmly established patterns now of warmer and wetter weather?
So one thing that this report is looking at our climate over the last sort of 100 years or more. And one thing that we're seeing is... excuse me.
Are you okay, Mark?
Yes, I've... yeah.
That is my worst nightmare, like, actually being ill, like, on radio or TV. Anyway, the Met Office has said, thanks to those asking after Mark following his interview on BBC, just to let you know, he's okay. He won't be in for the rest of the day. Get well soon, Mark. Scott Mills. I still get really excited when listeners text us from random places that they're listening, because this goes everywhere, like whole UK, on the internet, across the world. So this is a crew of a yacht in Croatia working hard to get the boat ready for their guests. The dream team crew of the yacht Boom Shakalaka in Croatia getting ready for someone prob's quite famous. Radio 1. Love things like that. Radio 1, who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, you're speaking to Dan.
Hey, Dan, where are you?
I am currently in Portsmouth and living the dream.
I was in Portsmouth a couple of weeks ago, also living the dream.
It's nice.
At the university, yeah. Where are you from, though?
I am from Eastleigh.
Whoop, whoop. So me, yeah, me too.
Oh, see, I've heard that rumour.
Yeah, we've probably met.
Maybe.
Have we spoken before?
I wouldn't say spoken. I sent an email probably 8 years ago, and you got the posh Radio 4 lady to read it out. It was about my rats.
Your rats?
Yeah, I had two rats, one called Chicken, one called Salad, and they were just fighting at night. Right. I just needed to chat with them.
Okay, what did, I mean, this is a long time ago. What did I say?
You said get rid of them.
Get rid of the rats.
Yeah, basically, you laughed and said just get rid of them. Nailed it.
Right, and did you?
I didn't, no. I went to university sort of 6 months later, so it didn't affect me, actually, because my mum had them after that.
Oh, right, so you didn't even take my advice?
No, I didn't.
I think, like, how have we managed to get that? We've found the clip.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What did you just put in, rats? That's clever, right? Okay, here's for 8 years ago.
My rats keep fighting while I'm trying to sleep, and it's really hard to sleep with the noise going on. I was just wondering if there's a trick to keeping them quiet other than giving them to someone else. Thanks a bunch. Dan, Eastleigh.
Right, Dan.
Oh, my ex-housemate used to have a hamster and it was up all night in that wheelie thing.
Well, that's just not like a rat, though, is it?
Yeah, but I can imagine it's the same sort of noise, that like the scuttling around kind of.
Well, what do you do? Give them to someone else.
Yeah.
There we are.
Put EMFs on. Not on you, not on the rat.
Not on the rat. That's Eastleigh for you. I'm rude.
Nailed it.
Okay, what's your problem this time?
Well, my dog Marvin, he's about 2.5 years old, and he is a handful, to say the least. We've gone from rats fighting to a dog barking at every noise imaginable. And I don't know if you've ever been sat there with a roast dinner and then your Yorkies get taken away.
No.
But I'm not happy with my dog doing that with me.
Yorkies,
so,
ho!
Yeah, exactly. So I've been struggling with this and just need a bit of help.
Hang on, how come I'm from Eastleigh and I've never heard them referred to as Yorkies?
Yorkshire puddings?
Yeah.
Yeah, Yorkies.
Okay. Okay, so have you had any animals between the last time we spoke with the rats and now your dog?
Nothing between the two, no.
Okay. So what are you asking me?
I just need a little bit of advice on controlling him, getting him to stop taking my dinner away.
Why have you come to me again 8 years later for animal advice?
Because you were so good last time.
What? Get rid of him?
Yeah, it was amazing. It made me laugh.
I'm not going to say that about your dog, am I?
No, exactly. I don't want to get rid of that guy. He's amazing.
Well, you didn't get rid of the rats. Regard.
No, that's also true. I didn't.
So this is pointless?
Yeah, almost. But I just wanted to see what you wanted to say.
Next time you make a roast dinner, make two extra Yorkies and then Marvin can dig in as well.
That's not a bad idea.
Bit more advice. Maybe just don't get another pet.
Oh, no, he's all right. He just barks a lot and eats all my food.
I mean, it's great that you've called me again, but I don't like. Do you love Marvin?
I do, yeah. To bits. He's amazing.
So once again, did you just want to chat?
Yeah, really.
Right, okay,
yeah,
right, that's fine. I'm happy for people to just ring in and chat. That's absolutely cool.
Sweet.
So, mission accomplished, yeah?
Yeah, amazing. I'm going to make extra Yorkies next time.
All right, I'll speak to you in another 8 years.
All right.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Molly King, off of Matt and Molly, and sometimes Jordan and Molly, is going to Ibiza for the very first time this weekend for the Radio 1 weekend, and she is not going to know what is going on. I'm so looking forward to hearing about this. So yeah, the Radio 1 weekend is all this weekend on Radio 1. You'll be able to hear it all the DJs, so many acts, so many producers. So I thought what we'd do is get Molly in this week to play one of my favourite little games that we do, the Pete Tong game. It's only occasional, and it's normally around when Radio 1 are in Ibiza every year. So Pete Tong, very convincing. He's like the lord of the dance. So when he reads out a DJ producer's name, you believe him. So what I'm going to do, and we've done this before, is get Pete to read out some names of DJs and producers that are real, but some are obviously completely made up by us as well.
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rose, a brand new one taken from Guy Gerber's latest EP, and the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Vank.
That wasn't a real one. Molly would be good at this game, I think. We'll do it later in the week.
Scott Mills.
Excitement is high here in the Radio 1 studio, as we've just learnt that they're popping up everywhere. Jack, off of Jack and Laura, off of Love Island, is literally in the room next door. Go on, Sophie, you can do this. Right, there we are. See, that's what's happening. Squealing. You're so excited by this. Sophie's on the show today. Look, she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's just so dishy.
Oh. Also, this goes out in the live lounge
bit. No.
And the green room. So.
Oh, God. I need to hide.
Please go and say hi.
Shall I?
Do it. Do it. Do it now.
Shall I get out?
Do it now and come back. Wow. Also on Love Island last night, there was some terrible Yes Queening going on. They can't do Yes Queen. Emma and Stoke-on-Trent and loads of you messaged me about this.
Oh, I got a text.
Have you?
Girls, it's now time to go dress shopping. Please get ready to leave the villa.
What?
Hashtag Yas Queen. Hashtag say yes to the dress.
Yeah!
Yes! Have fun there.
Yes!
Aww.
Make sure it's really beautiful like you.
The girls are going to look really hot and sassy.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yas Queen.
Yeah, see, where's at the end? He thinks he's got it, but he definitely hasn't.
Yas Queen.
I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but there's only a few people that really can do it. Obviously, Meghan Trainor.
Yas Queen.
And myself. And that mad Lady Gaga fan.
Yas.
And Korean Billy.
Yas Queen.
And that's it.
Scott Mills.
I actually just had to feel Sophie's neck. He's working on the show. Feel my neck. Your heart rate is so high.
So high. I can't handle it.
It's literally going dun, 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 dun. Feel my neck, Scott.
Scott Mills.
I asked for your stories on email because you know this show runs on your stories and they are coming in. Hello, Rob in Manchester. I can so relate to this. You know when you have like a mate or relative and they're like, can I just stay at yours for a while? Can I stay on your sofa? And then they never leave. That's happened to me. And because I hate conversation, my friend was there, I'm saying, over a year on my sofa. So I want to do this maybe later in this week. If you've got someone on your sofa, living on your sofa at the moment, it's gone too far down the line, you don't know what to say to get rid of them, or maybe let me know if you have been in this situation. How did you actually get rid of them? Because it's so awkward.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm not even sure there's any point in going ahead with bangers today, but
this
is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Reese.
Yes!
Yes! Right, I know you stopped your tractor specifically to play bangers, which is very kind of you.
Yep.
You're 21 and you're from Northumberland and you're doing all sorts. You're doing bits on the farm, basically.
Yeah, keeping busy through the summer.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I know that you prefer Chris and I know that you always pick him because you love dance music and you love the stuff that Chris is into, right?
Yeah.
Do you just want to pick Chris today? Because, like, my song is so far away from what you would ever want that you might as well just pick him.
No, I've got to hear what you have as well, like.
Yeah, but you won't choose it. So what's the point?
Yeah, mate.
You won't, though?
I might, though.
Okay, do you want to hear Chris's one?
Yeah, I will.
All right, this is Chris's first. He's left this with me. Kano, Wiley, Giggs, Three Wheel Ups.
Not bad. Not bad.
It's very Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got this, which is a banger from last summer. Oh, what's the point?
No, come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes! Oh, okay. Okay, I'm feeling better. But maybe you're going to pie me now, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. It's tough, like. I think I'll go with Scott.
No way.
Yeah, let's do it.
I was not expecting that. Oh, let's all just remember how good this was last summer. Way you dance and move that body. I know it's crazy, but I feel like you could be the one that I've been chasing in my dreams. Boy, I can see you're looking at me like you want it. Usually I'm like whatever, but tonight. We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much. Can we do it again? No, stop it! One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you. Are you both the same age?
It's got with twins.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
Hello, Scott on Twitter. It says, excellent reverse psychology there. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Love Island is over. Ian Sterling has been sat in a padded cell for 57 shows and has gone mad. Some of the contestants will shoot to superstardom. Some of them will tumble immediately into oblivion. Let's play the Love Island final game. On the line right now, I have someone that could not watch it last night and has been trying to avoid everything on social media and people in general that want to talk about it with her so that she doesn't find out what happened. Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
So why couldn't you watch it last night? Because you've watched the whole series, right?
Yeah, I have. I couldn't watch it because I was playing netball last night and then we went for drinks afterwards. So, yeah, I'm gutted.
How have you managed to avoid it?
It's been so hard. I've literally been not talking to anybody today because I can't know what happens until I'm able to watch it.
And when will that be?
As soon as I get off the phone with you.
Oh, okay. So you've waited until now?
I have, yes.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen, right? I don't know how, but you've managed to avoid up till now. So you don't know what happened. You have no idea.
No idea.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions about the series of Love Island. Have you seen every episode?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you should be fine with this. Right, if you get the question right, you're all good, and I will just skip on to the next question, all right?
Okay.
However, if you do get a question wrong, I am going to have to give you a spoiler from last night's final.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay, Hayley, you're a massive Love Island fan. Are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Here's question one.
Okay.
Who killed the toy cat in the fireman challenge?
Oh, Alex.
Hayley.
Yeah.
Jack killed the cat in the fireman challenge.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Here it is.
I killed the cat, didn't I? So I had to hand a dead cat to Danny. What a present.
Oh, no, this is the worst possible outcome.
No.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give you a spoiler.
Oh, no.
Here is your first spoiler from last night's show.
What was that?
It's my spoiler alert alarm, actually. After hearing Paul's declaration of love, last night, Laura admitted that she'd been pretending to be Scottish for the entire duration of the show to get the Scottish vote. She's actually an actress called Isabel from Croydon.
Is that true? No. She's an actress.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's gutting.
They really have messed it up this year, haven't they? They've kind of, like, really gone for it.
Is that really true?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you ready for your next question?
Yeah.
Question two. What outfit did Laura wear for the lap dance challenge?
Oh, I don't know.
It's worth a guess.
Was she a cat?
No, she was a devil.
Oh, no.
Oh, not again.
I knew she had something on her head.
Oh. Okay, sorry about this. In a final shock twist, all the contestants that were voted off the island beforehand were allowed to get their revenge as the producers let them come back on and decide which couple would take third place.
Oh, did they? That's cool.
They all came back.
Ah.
Not all of them came back.
Okay.
Apparently there were a few that just refused to do it.
Oh.
Whatever. Hayley, yeah. We're halfway through the Love Island game. You're right to wait there.
Yeah.
Scott
Mills.
Jess says, this game is literally making me weep with laughter. Okay, good. I'm speaking to Hayley. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, shall we continue?
We shall. Let's go.
What did Eel and Josh cook new girls Ellie and Zara for a main course in episode 13?
Chicken pasta.
Chicken pasta is correct!
Yay!
No spoilers! Here's the clip.
Oh, there's a chicken. I'm making a chicken pasta. Move.
I need the chicken.
Let's work together. Or maybe I do a plain pasta with soy sauce.
Okay, pasta.
You got that one right, Hayley, so no need for a spoiler.
Yay.
Yes. Here's your final question.
Okay.
Which couple got voted off the island in episode 11?
Oh, I don't know.
Just guess it.
Was it Eyal and whoever he was with? Hayley.
Eyal and Hayley.
Yeah.
It's the wrong answer. It was Hayley and Charlie.
Maybe the public didn't save us because they may have saw that Hayley was a bit cold towards me.
That's because I wasn't compatible with anyone.
You could have let us know that I wasn't compatible with you, so then I could have invested my time in someone else.
I didn't tell you to put all your time in me. I haven't said that. I feel like I stated that from the start, but obviously...
I've not said that, have I?
Things don't need to end bitter.
I haven't made it bitter.
So awkward. So we've already ruined two things for you from last night's show. I am going to have to do another one now.
Oh, no. Okay.
You are still going to watch it after all this, are you? After you've spoken to me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have to do this. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. This is the worst one.
Okay. Oh, no.
Moments before the winners were announced last night, to absolutely everyone's surprise, Jack dumped Danny and stormed off the set after finding out that she had snogged Adam in one of the very early episodes and they showed the actual video.
No.
100%, I'm afraid.
Jack and Danny? No,
I know,
way.
The favourites, right? Have you seen the video? Oh, no, you have not seen anything of Danny Dyer going, like, crazy because of it.
No, I haven't seen anything.
You will. You've got a lot to catch up on.
Oh, no. I'm literally going to watch it straight away now. That's amazing.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We made up all the spoilers.
Good.
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Oh my goodness, if that actually happened though, that would be amazing.
So you can still go into the episode with fresh eyes and ears and knowing absolutely nothing.
Yay. I still don't know who wins.
Well, it's... Aha.
Don't tell me.
I'm not gonna. Enjoy watching it, Hayley. Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you very much. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Some people really thought we were serious and were getting pretty angry. They were all made up. Scott Mills. Tommy Leeds says, Scott, are we sure she even watched all of this year's Love Island? Yeah, but it's hard, like, when you're on radio and that, and then, like, there were so many episodes. Like, how are you going to remember who got kicked out in, like, episode 11 or whatever? I understand that. I bet she actually really went for some of those spoilers, and so did some people texting as well. So sorry about that. Don't be angry. If you haven't seen it yet, I was talking absolute nonsense. Okay, later in this week on the show, Molly King off of Matt and Molly on Radio 1 has never been to Ibiza before, so we're going to play the Pete Tong game with her, which basically is Pete Tong reading out loads of DJ and producer names, which he does on his show on Friday night all the time. But in there, we've made some up, and Molly, like myself, not knowing that much about dance music, has to work out which ones are real DJ and producers' names, and we like put some comedy ones in there as well. And then on Thursday on the show, just after three, will be Hollywood superstar Paul Rudd. And then there's Ibiza to look forward to. Scott Mills. Back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.